keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Well, I'm away. Repeat the story when we come back live, because we got lots to talk about.
Doesn't matter.
And we have the amazing Lowell Ponte here. Now, Lowell's one of my wise men. You know, I call my little group called co-hosts. These are my intellectual super buddies. We don't have spandex suits that are fireproof and fly at the speed of light. But all of the people that I have on my show are exceptional. And Lowell, you're one of the most exceptional. You've been a debater. You're a writer for Reader's Digest. You worked on government special, think tanks. You co-write with Craig Smith, who's on Neil Cavuto every week on Fox News Business. What I see is a parade of what I call disgusting pseudo-humanity. In fact, I've seen, when I saw the recent thing, because I have my TV on in my studio, and I actually have just the text up, and I saw the seven deadly Democrats, and the head of them, of course, being the Nancy Pelosi. I've changed her name from Pelosi to Pelosi. And Adam Schiff has changed the last two letters of his name to TT, because that's what he's full of, basically horse manure. And then we've got, the idiot that actually ran the first part of the so-called impeachment over at the Congress, and he had these poppy eyes. I mean, they have one guy over in Greg Gutfeld that actually plays the part of him popping his eyes. So you can see the whites around his eyes and tilting his head back. And it's like, this guy's looking at like he's in a thyroid crisis. And
he used to be even worse if you're talking about Gerald Nadler.
Well, not Nadler. I'm not talking about Nadler's bad, but I'm talking about the other character there. I talked about the guy that was running the first thing before Nadler took over. what I see happening is these Democrats are talking about this in the open media must think that the public are as stupid as a bag of rocks. And the IQ gap is getting bigger between the public and these moron, demonically energized idiots, because they could care less about American citizens about doing the business of reducing student loan debt, making drugs more affordable, controlling the border, protecting cybernetically our internet and our satellite systems, giving proper equipment to our military, not wasting money so that they would actually be able to engage in war, or once you're well defended, you don't have to engage in war, because no one's going to, give you an example, nobody's going to go down to the corner and pick on a guy that's 7'6", has got nanotech body armor on, and is a 10th level black belt. They're just not. And he's going to load it up with guns on him. You're just going to say, nice, sir, have a nice day, sir, even if you don't like them. Now, the problem is, to some extent, that's how you bring peace. And America, when he's got Trump in there, and Trump is screwing up on some things, but in a lot of things, he's got the right attitude. He's got this deal with China, and you actually look at some of the parts of it. Boy, it's good. China really is against the ropes now, aren't they? They have to protect intellectual property. They got to buy $200 billion of our agricultural products. Because, by the way, the Chinese are starving because the Gobi Desert's expanding. Some days in Beijing, there's so much red dust from the Gobi, you can't see, okay? And if they don't have contracts to build, make food for them in South America and elsewhere around the world, and the Chinese are rabid because they killed off so many girls, they had announced 36.5 million excess males. I actually, from my scientists inside China, think it's more like 100 million. And the only way they can ever get a bride is if they go to Indonesia or the Middle East or somewhere else where they can get a non-Chinese bride to come back. And a lot of this is another thing that's happening in Asian countries. If Asian women are making more than the men, they don't marry them. In Japan, the same thing's going on. You have Asian women, if they're in Japan and they're making...
Well, one of the things they're doing right now,
right.
They have 1 million Uyghurs, that is Muslims, who are not
right.
really of Han Chinese ethnicity,
right?
In the west of China. And they have 1 million of them in concentration camps, or re-education camps,
right.
they might call them. So what are they doing with the 1 million spare Han Chinese males? They have assigned vast numbers of them to the women who are left behind.
Right.
These Chinese males have moved into the houses by order of the government. The women
right.
cannot resist this. And part of that means they sleep in the same bed with the women.
Right, and also their penal, as they say, and naughty bits are actually inserted into the women to actually cause Chinese descendant males, while these Uyghurs are in these detention camps. And well, we tolerate
your punishment for being a Muslim in China.
Now, well, first off, I don't agree that this is a rational punishment for Muslims. The rational punishment for Muslims is grace, meaning teach them that Islam is a satanic religion based on the moon water god of Mecca and Medina, and suicidal because you're coming against the West and against people who are armed to the teeth with technology that's eventually going to annihilate you. And the Chinese, by the way, are suicidal. The Chinese weaponized the South China Sea Islands. They're trying to steal all our technology because in China, and I have contacts which I've actually been interviewed over the last number of years, and when they brought a company from America or the West, say Europe, Germany, to China, and they ask the Chinese engineers, they're not stupid people, these are smart people, some of them trained elsewhere. They're afraid to actually innovate because they figure they're going to end up in a Lao Dai prison camp if they do something that the communist Chinese totalitarian regime won't approve of. Now, Mike Pompeo just made a statement, it's up on Epoch Time News. He's warned American corporations not to participate and support the police state and digital police state that's being developed in China. And that includes, by the way, Google and WhatsApp, that's actually working with the Chinese government to make a social media rating. And these crazy maniacs in Silicon Valley want to bring the damn thing back here. You got to understand that our Silicon Valley people are demonically energized digital maniacs. They don't have normal human restraint.
So by the way, just a minor footnote, since you mentioned Epoch Times, that is a magazine or newspaper started by members of the Falun Gong.
Right.
That the Chinese government was persecuting.
And do you know how many Falun Gong there are? And I have contacts in China. There are 72 to 100 million plus. And the way they persecute them is, if not, is even worse in some ways than the way they do the Uyghurs in Western China. And we tolerate it. Why? These are our different face-shaped and skin-colored brothers and sisters. We should not tolerate this. We should realize our brothers and sisters in China are being persecuted by maniacs that are call themselves communists. And by the way, they don't even adhere to proper Marxism as Marxism was conceived. They believe in a form of corporate non-egalitarian leadership by a bunch of super-rich, egomaniac Chinese new royalty. And so 80% of the new billionaires in the world since they joined the WTO 25 years ago are communist Chinese from the PLA. These people are...
Yeah, they now have more billionaires than the United States does.
Right. Now, you got to understand, this is extremely dangerous because, you see, Mr. Xi, who we think is a good guy, no, he is an egomaniac, and he's actually published these things in open documents. You can translate from Chinese because I want to put it up. That he wants to actually take over the digital thing called the Matrix, which we, by the way, have built already in Colorado Springs. He wants to control the manufacture of all commercial goods. And they build 500,000 warehouses to store everything from wood from South America and minerals from different places in the world. So they can actually manufacture everything and beat everybody's company on Earth. Now, this deal that they just passed, they're going to have to do what's called close monitoring, because the Chinese are sneaky buggers. And we're not talking about the average Chinese. We're talking about the elite. The scum rises to the top. There are not 3.5 million, like they say, under citizens. There's somewhere around 13.5 million and about 100,000 every month. New under citizens that can't get health care, medication, on a plane or train because they got such a low social rating score. Their social rating score by the PLA is so low, they're considered underhumans. They're no longer considered able to even get any kind of accommodations, can't rent an apartment, can't get a job, can't get an on-train or plane, or even medications or health care in China. Do you know that? It's that bad.
I'm not surprised, but of course China, remember, is one of the most racist countries on Earth. They believe
right.
that good Chinese are descended from the Han, a particular racial
Well,
group.
You know, I think it's funny about when they say that, because actually I know the geneticists are in China. They did a study, and it turns out about 36% of Chinese actually have Mongolian blood from when the time of the Mongolian invasions crossed over the
Actually, about 40% of Chinese do not notably have Han ancestry.
Right.
That's
but there's a whole lot.
The territory China has now come to occupy, and all those people are viewed as inferior by the
right.
Chinese ruling government.
Right. Now, the problem is, what I see happening is China is heading toward a catastrophe. The aging of their working population, The fact that the males are selected so they can take care of their parents. The fact that their environment is deteriorating. Some days there's so much plastic and other materials on major, you know, places like Beijing and other cities that are so industrialized and have no smokestack screening of toxic pollutants that you get a quarter inch of dust on your home or your car or whatever every day, okay? And what people need to understand, this is not congruent to, that's why they're pushing detox technology over in China like crazy, or respirators.
And then, by the way, that pollution is not limited to Beijing. It actually spreads thousands of miles in some cases. It falls on Indonesia, on the Philippines, on Japan, and so on.
They say that over
satellite images of these huge clouds of pollution from China.
I heard some analysis from people that are in San Francisco, and they actually figured up to 40% of the pollutants that actually are in San Francisco Bay come from China.
Yeah, it circles the world on horizontal wind bands, and since Beijing is about 40 degrees north, the same north latitude as Philadelphia, it tends to spread all around the world on that approximate band of latitude.
Right. So where do you think this is going?
With China? Oh, it's going to be difficult. It'll be a challenge. As you say, they're not entirely stupid. They're quite capable of stealing from the best. They also have gotten a lot of investment from overseas Chinese. I mean, remember, Communist China is not entirely communist. It is part hardline capitalist. If you look throughout Southeast Asia, the people who really own much of Indonesia, of the Philippines, of these other Asian countries, are actually overseas Chinese. The Riadis, who were so close to the Clintons, were overseas Chinese.
Right.
But China has many problems to deal with, not least of which is the fact that there are now, because Christianity has been growing so rapidly in China, there are now more Christians in China than there are members of the Communist Party.
Right. In fact, 80% of the new Christians in the entire world are Chinese in China. 80% in the last 25 to 30 years.
And so there's a tremendous number of forces acting on China, and this is why they had to make some sort of accommodation with Trump.
Right. Well, I'll tell you where I think this is going, and China's going to get they're going to get their comeuppance. They made a parallel system to the SWIFT system for financial transactions, which Russia has bought into. And they're trying to get other countries to join them, and they have this thing called Belt and Road. And on Fridays, I usually have Hardy Schlanger on. And the Rouge Foundation are trumpeteers for Help Belt and Road. Now, there's two sides to it. If it becomes international, it's a good thing for second or third world countries, as long as they're not in debt to the Chinese, or they take over their ports and airports. To a great extent, the Chinese, though, have taken over airports and ports. And they've expanded not only their economic spread, but also their military spread to other places. That's not good. But they also want to take over manufacturing. And even when they do things...
I should just add a footnote. How they do this is they go to a country like Zambia.
Right.
And they say, you know, if you just improved your port, and if you improved the road system, and if you improved your railroads, your country would be a tourist attraction, and you'd make this vast amount of money. Here, sign this contract that has been drawn up for you in China. And so these countries sign up, assuming they'll be able to pay for these improvements out of what the Chinese improve things for them with. Unfortunately, the Chinese promises never come true. They never improve their tourism or their economics enough to pay for these very carefully rigged contracts that can only be tried and evaluated in China itself. And so the Chinese government then turns to them and says, you aren't paying what you owe us on this. Therefore, we demand the right to take over two of your ports and one of your airports.
Right.
And, of course, they not only take those places over for commercial purposes, they also take them over and make them into military bases.
Right.
And so suddenly the Chinese Navy has ports all over the world.
Right.
To put weapon systems and so on.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what I see happening. I think you're going to see the rise of India. The four powers agreement that's put forward by LaRouche will be the United States, India, China, and Europe. And China's going to take a much more inferior place in this, especially with 3D printing, AI, and the lack of the need for slave labor it's going to change things a lot, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Somehow they're regulating it. They're not. These people are thrusting forward to the, I call the Gattaca, if you want to call it, the Deep Matrix. So, today we have the, actually this impeachment thing is actually going to be very good for Trump, because if Trump pulls forward and actually starts bringing forward people that are going to support what he did and what he's done, number one, in the last administration, Obama, he only gave them MREs and towels and blankets. He didn't give them weapons for the Ukrainians to fight against the Russians. We, on the other hand, since Trump's been in, gave them rockets to stop the Russian tanks coming across the border. We did give them supplies, and we only held back because we want to have verification that the country is not corrupt. It's our rule of law by the president, and the regulators and the so-called bureaucrats are not the ones that set policy for the government. It's set by the president. That's what the separation of powers is. I can't believe that Nancy Pelosi, she thinks that she rules the president, and she rules the Senate that has total power to actually do this trial. She's going to be very disappointed. That woman, I don't know what the hell she's going to do. Maybe she's just going to go back into full force witchcraft, because she's got to be a demonically energized witch. There's no way that this is a rational human being, and the people in the Democrat, I call the Deadly Seven there, are decent human beings anyway. Now, I'll pray for them, but you know what? When she says pray, she's actually saying P-R-E-Y, like a praying animal. She's a mess.
Like
and the fact is,
mantis.
Yeah, and the fact that we're
remember
moving toward
that
this
famous old saying in Kung Fu, the TV series.
Yeah,
the praying mantis only appears to be praying. It is the position it takes before it kills.
Right. So here's what I expect. I don't think they should underestimate Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump has his defects. He tends to tweet about things that are minor, which I think he should avoid. You know, like that parent about a year ago that argued about the fact that his kids didn't get a flight back in Air Force One after he got him out of prison in China. I think Trump could have left that alone. But I think the fact that he goes to social media means that it's like a wood chipper intellectually for these morons that want to fight against him. Trump is not Mr. Passive. But he doesn't want war. In fact, he's meeting this Friday, and I have my own intel sources on this, with representatives for Putin, Turkey, Iran, all saying they want to take the fire out of this thing that could really get out of control. Because once we took out Qasem Soleimani, the Iranians actually, when they sent their missiles, and I at first thought maybe there was some evidence to suggest maybe there were some dead Iraqis or Americans or equipment, nothing was destroyed. Nobody died. And it's on purpose, because the Iranians didn't want to make sure that no one died, because if they could justify a counterstrike by America, that's why these idiots, including the Russians, by the way, were managing the system for the Iranians, let active airspace and shot down this aircraft, getting 16 students, 55 Canadians, and people in Germany and three other European countries. The Iranians are walking on the Iranian flag, not the U.S. flag now, and they're ticked. So the mullahs are actually close to having a regime change, and they realize that if they don't, and Trump's not asking for regime change. He's saying, stop making nukes, stop making missiles, stop supporting Hezbollah, stop having these proxy groups doing terrorism around the world, and guess what? We'll let you have trade again and get your oil production back, which is under 35% of normal, back to normal, so you can actually have an economy. Trump's a very reasonable guy.
And it must by now have occurred to both the Russians and the Turks that they no longer want Iran to have nukes. Because if there's now a serious chance of the Iranian government being overthrown, whose hands would those nukes fall into? You know, Russia does have this minor problem geopolitically, in that on one side it has China eager to seize Siberia.
Right.
To the south of it, it is bordered by Muslim countries that would just as soon see all the great white Russians dead.
Right.
And to the west, it has Germany.
Right.
And it does not want those Muslims on its southern tier to suddenly have terrorist nuclear weapons.
Well, you have to understand
that Russia.
People don't understand that. Do you know that the country just south of Russia, which is where the Baikonur Cosmodrome, where all the Russian nuclear missile tests occurred in Tajikistan, that actually the third nuclear power in terms of total amount of throwaway to nuclear weapons is Muslim, and they have these giant cities made because they have giant oil reserves there. And, you know, luckily they're kind of, in a sense, not trying to cross Russia because they don't want to get destroyed. But you have to understand, Islam doesn't necessarily follow logic. That's why the mullahs have been pushing for this 12th Mahmur garbage, where they want to bring forth the Imam Mahdi so they can Islamify the world. And
yeah,
their best friends,
they're
12ers. And the people in Turkey have a different version, but their guy is actually Nirmani Suits. His name is Adnan Oktar. And even has a fancy television show where these women, they're Muslim, dance around like they're on some kind of porno flick. And he thinks he's the Mahdi. I mean, this is another egomaniac that's friends of the egomaniac Erdogan that has built the largest palace in the world in human history in Turkey. People don't know this is what's going on here. Turkey has been in NATO since 1951. They have contracts to build M1 Abrams tanks and advanced anti-tank missiles and so on. And I'm sure if they could think they could get away with it, they would invade Libya because they want to expand their territory. They, in a sense, try to take the oil fields, which are between Turkey, that has no damn oil at all, and the oil in the area that were run by the Kurds, and the Kurds are now driven out of there. I think our policy by America and by Trump was stupid there. He should have said, this is Kurdish territory. We're going to declare it the Kurdish state, even if it's a small state. And it's a buffer zone between Turkey and Iraq and Syria, and we should have made a deal with Syria to get the hell away from the Turks and the Russians, because they're on the back doorstep of Israel. And if Syria does anything bad, Damascus is going to go up in nuclear flames. The Israelis will just nuke
them. Well, they should have had a very carefully shaped. In fact, I wrote a column about this years and years and years ago.
Right.
They should have partitioned Iraq and made a buffer zone with the right kind of Kurds.
Right.
Toward
the good
Israel.
Kurds, not the bad Kurds, yeah. Good Kurds that are going to process the oil and have a nice economy.
But the problem is there isn't just one group of Kurds.
No, there's more than one.
There is a pro-communist group of Kurds that have been fighting up in Turkey. There are the anti-communist Kurds that tend to fight with us farther south, and that would defend the lives of, for example, the animist people there who aren't really either Jewish or Christian or Muslim. And so it depends. You can't
make
for the Kurds and let any Kurd walk in there. They have to be very carefully sorted.
Well, if we sorted them out and made the proper deals, we could do that. I mean, we shouldn't have walked out away from airports, and so we should have partitioned it up and not leave it up to the Russians and the Iranians and the Turks. The Turks went crazy, thought, oh, well, now we could do this. Because they have the fourth largest army in the world of the Turks. I mean, people don't understand that. They're a NATO ally. They can call on us if they get themselves into deep trouble, which, by the way...
Yeah, a few years ago, when that so-called coup was taking place, Kurdish forces moved into Incirlik Air Force Base, which is our main Air Force Base there, and locked it down and took control of it at the time that we had 60 nuclear devices.
Right.
I found this out from various sources.
Right.
60 nuclear devices on Incirlik territory there. And the Turks basically for a few hours controlled, in effect, our nuclear weapons there.
Right. In fact,
Electronically locked. But.
Yeah, well, they couldn't get the unlocking codes, but the thing is that Erdogan last year...
Well, and they're basically operating, I imagine, still under WISP technology.
Right.
So any attempt to try to break through the locks would blow up the weapon right there.
Oh, yeah. The problem is that the Turks have asked Trump straight up to allow them to have unlocking codes so they can have their own nuke force. But the fact is that proliferation of nukes is not a smart thing, because the Iranians, if they're not there, they're pretty damn close to having nukes, and they have delivery missiles right now. And if you weaponize them, and I happen to know this is from my own intel sources inside Israel for almost 20 years now, because I have intel sources there, that the Saudi Arabians have had Chinese CC-3 missiles for 25-plus years, and they have nukes from the Waziristani plant in Pakistan. People don't know that. Guess who paid for AQ Khan's nuke programs there in hard Saudi Arabian cash? It was the Saudis paid for it. They allowed AQCON to have access to our databases to build these plants since the last term of George Bush Jr. People don't know all the stuff's going on. We're actually allowing our enemies to get weaponized to the eyeballs, and then we complain about it after we create ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And just like Rouhani said, you know, a few days ago, last week on Fox News, wherever America goes, tolerate terrorism falls because we took out Mossadegh, we put in the Shah, and then we took out the Shah when he wanted the plastics plant from British Petroleum, and they put in the Ayatollah. The Ayatollah and the Mullahs are there because we put them there along with MI6. They're not an anomaly.
They did, yes.
Yeah. So this is very bizarre. We complain about when we're actually the masters of chaos, aren't we?
Well, and then there's Mahatma Gandhi, who was regarded as this great saint of peace for the world. But unfortunately, for Gandhi to achieve independence for India, he wound up separating India into India and Pakistan. And right now, India and Pakistan both have nuclear weapons aimed at each other. So in other words, Gandhi indirectly laid the entire base for global nuclear war right there. And of course, the Pakistanis partly pay for their nuclear weapons by letting the Saudis help fund their program.
Right. Now, here's this another thing you have to understand. There's a thing called a time window for launch on command sequence. Now, the time window for America is around 20 minutes. Do you know what the time window is in terms of deciding whether you're going to launch on command between India and Pakistan? It's 2.5
zero.
Minutes. Well, I heard it was down to 2.5 minutes, but it's probably really zero. Which means, basically, if you think somebody's launching, you have to throw everything you got at the other country. That's not good.
Once upon a time, you know, we talk about John F. Kennedy giving up our nuclear missiles, our Jupiter
right.
missiles, when he dealt with the Cuban Missile Crisis situation, the missile crisis we had in Turkey. But unfortunately, the Jupiter missiles were liquid-fueled, and that meant you had to bring them up above ground, out of these
right.
silos that were protecting them.
Right.
Take an hour to liquid-fuel them
right.
in a very volatile way, and then you had to be prepared to launch them instantly once you had them fueled.
Right. You can't just let them sit there.
Because they were incredibly vulnerable to enemy attack.
Right.
Now, of course, our siloed missiles are left underground, so they're not nearly as vulnerable. But then the Soviets have weapons that are now approaching a tenth of a mile CEP,
right.
which means the missile silos are not as secure as they used to be by any
right.
means. But it was actually good that we got rid of the Jupiters. They were
right.
basically a hair trigger weapon.
Right. So here's what I see happening this year, and it can go either way. We have what I call gray and black swan events. On the black swan side, this agreement on Friday doesn't work, and either Iran continues to threaten the hell out of Israel and say that they're going to bomb Israel, and the Israelis decide that they're not going to wait until the missile is coming toward Tel Aviv or Haifa. They're going to blow the hell out of the Bashar reactor. And the Strait of Hormuz will immediately close. Turkey's deciding to see it open because they want to get rid of Israel, too. They will decide to attack Libya, but also they're going to try to work with Syria to attack Israel. Now, Syria's going to take this hard because Israel will nuke the hell out of Damascus in a minute. And, of course, that's in the Bible, that the longest continuous-lived city on earth, Damascus, will cease to be a habitation for people. That's in the Bible. So I don't know when it'll happen, but I can tell you there's some dark things that could happen. Now, on the positive side, if Trump succeeds, we'll have a period of grace. It'll mean that we'll eventually get cybernetic protection against our satellites and missile defense with Space Force, especially if I get through to him and explain to him my laser net interferometry system, which is the actual system that will work instead of their stupid Brilliant Pebbles one that was rejected last year by Lockheed Martin after a proposal of $200 billion to start the project, and they turned it down after 4.5 years. What you have to understand is we have people in government and technology, including industry and the universities, that are knuckleheads. These are not bright people. You assume because they got multiple qualifications and PhDs or whatever that they're qualified or they're bright or they really understand things, and you have to understand that's a delusion. These people are good at what I call college or university or geopolitical crawling over the carcasses of their fellows. They're not necessarily brighter, are they?
Nope. Not at all. But a long time ago, we gave Israel the capability to strike, for example, Moscow.
Right.
I mean, a Phantom 3 jet going one way can make it from Tel Aviv to Moscow.
Right. Yeah, the Russians have to understand, if they try to collaborate with Iran taking out Israel, Russia will cease to exist.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. So let's look at some of your articles and then kind of pull some of the key points in them for today's show. And of course, I'll have the articles posted up, which you have over at WorldNet Daily as well. Give us some of the key details, because the latest one, you sent me 2 articles. The first one, of course, the latest one is Today's Democrats Equal Opportunity Betrayers. And the second article that you sent me, which is an interesting topic, is the outlaw left in the roaring 2020s. So pull up the key points that you want to say that in the segment. It explains that. Of course, you're going to find this at worldnetdaily.com. And, of course, you post these articles up every week. I usually get them a day or two before we even do our show. What are the key things you want to say?
Well, the essential thing is, as you were quoting earlier in the show, Nancy Pelosi now has this power obsession that she both controls the U.S. Senate, even though she's Speaker of the House, and that she is now Commander-in-Chief and can order Donald Trump what he can do and what he can't do in dealing with terrorists to defend the United States. Unfortunately, she's demanding that he give in advance details in order to get the approval of the House before he strikes any other major terrorist. The only problem with that is if they're Islamist terrorists, she has already made Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, socialist radical, a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, meaning you'll have one of the most leftist anti-Semitic people in Congress being given this information in advance, ready to leak it, ready to spew it out in order to prevent Donald Trump from doing anything to fight this kind of terrorism. The Democrats have already betrayed their black allies by flooding the country with Hispanics who will undercut their wages and take away their jobs. You have the Latinos, especially the Latino Christians, being betrayed by a growing influx or influence of Islamist money, especially Iranian money, that ever since John F. Kerry was the Democratic National standard bearer for president, they have been taking vast amounts of Iranian money under the table in the Democratic Party. They're basically bought and sold by the enemies of this country. I mean, you have this position where they've betrayed virtually anyone who ever stood with them. They've betrayed American Jews. They've betrayed American blue-collar workers. I mean, there's just no limit to the number of groups that once were loyal and patriotic who have now been betrayed, even feminists, for example. What do you think it meant in Europe when the German chancellor decided to let in nearly 2 million Islamists from the Middle East? Well, suddenly the rate of rape in Europe went sky high. Women became afraid, including feminist women, even to go out at night because they would not, the police will not even report publicly in the press how many rapes are happening in countries like Germany and Sweden and so on. And therefore, you are simply not safe. Is this really what we meant by saying we're going to be generous to these other groups? We're going to be liberal in a new way today. By the way, right. The presidential debate that just happened, the first debate of 2020, it's interesting that the one person who stood up for the idea that the U.S. would not allow Iran to get nuclear weapons was Pete Buttigieg. And he was just basically treated as a non-entity because of that. I just bring that up as something people would enjoy reading. As to the outlaw left in the roaring 20s, of course, the reality is, and you can read this for yourself because I detail it in great minutiae, you have, and as I detail what John F. Kerry and other Democrats have done by way of taking money from Iran secretly, but the Democrats are now committed to getting rid of the police, decriminalizing crime, getting rid of prisons. I mean, it's just horrifying to see what they're doing to destroy everything that constituted law and order as we traditionally have known it. By the way, the one thing they are not getting rid of as law is they will not protect you any longer from criminals, but rest assured they will punish you if you protect yourself by, for example, acquiring a gun. That will be intolerable. But the funny thing is, what does it mean when Democrats say it's intolerable for a law-abiding American to own a .22 or .223 caliber rifle, but it is absolutely a fine for Barack Obama to have written an agreement that allows Iran and those medieval mullahs who are going to bring in the Mahdi, who is in the oral tradition of Islam, the Hadith, destined to bring about the triumph of global Islam by fire and sword. In other words, they want a nuclear war. He's going to give them nuclear weapons, but he will not let you or me have a 22 caliber rifle. Oh, by the way, just a couple of quick things in the news.
Yeah, that's pretty mind-boggling. Please continue. Yeah, go ahead.
I know you love to pay attention to news. Suddenly, volcanoes all over the globe are shooting giant clouds of ash miles into the air. Puerto Rico is hit by devastating swarms of earthquakes. A new major volcano is erupting in Alaska. A new major volcano is erupting in the Philippines.
Do you know why that is? Do you know why that is?
Oh, well, I'm going to continue with just a moment of listing. Popocatepetl, the great volcano near Mexico City, is suddenly erupting and throwing smoke 4 miles up into the sky. Popocatepetl, by the way, so few Americans know how to pronounce that.
You do a very nice job of that. You did a really good job of that.
It is the White Lady. In any event, in South America, the Sabancaya volcano in Peru is suddenly erupting. I mean, this is happening all over. And you can talk about why it's happening. I just want to make one or two other quick notes. Solar activity, that is the number of sunspots, has just hit its lowest rate in 200 years. Meanwhile, if you look up in the nighttime sky at the constellation Orion, you know, the three-dot belt of the hunter Orion. Well, one of the key stars, one of the giant stars, 700 light years away in the constellation of Orion, is Betelgeuse. Betelgeuse is suddenly becoming much less active, and scientists now say it's about to go supernova.
Right.
It reminds me of a friend of mine on the New York Commodity Exchange who wrote some wonderful pamphlets. One was How You Can Profit from the Coming Middle East War. Always good to know. His second, How You Can Profit from the Coming Nuclear Holocaust. And number three, How You Can Profit from the Coming Supernova.
Oh, really?
As they're having their on supernovas is go long on starships as an investment. So I pass that on to you. And lastly, but certainly least, scientists now are convinced that they have found a naturally occurring protein that duplicates the effects of exercise, of working out. So you may indeed be able to take exercise in a pill. Soon the naturally occurring protein is sestrin.
How do you spell that, sestrin?
S-E-S-T-R-I-N.
Right.
This is research done, I think, at the University of Michigan.
Right. Sestrin. That's interesting. Sestrin. Okay.
So why are we having these eruptions all over the planet? By the way, these kinds of things Craig Smith and I have written about extensively in our 7 books. The latest is called Money, Morality, and the Machine. Your listeners, Dr. Bill, as you know, can get this book absolutely free. They can also get our brand new large white paper, our mini book.
You're going to send me that too, I think. I have
China's
the book,
top secret war, and they are waging a top secret economic war on us.
Right.
That most people don't know nothing about. It's dealing in all kinds of dimensions you've never learned. You can get all of that absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny just by calling 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. So why are all these volcanoes suddenly happening all at once?
Well, when you're in solar minimum, you have a thing from the sun called gravity waves. And basically, they're space-time distortions that occur as the sun is about to have a major burst of plasma, which can be a coronal mass ejection. So long before you have the CME happen, which could be months or years away, you have gravity waves. Now, when gravity waves hit the Earth, they hit the unstable nuclei of a thing called ringwoodite. Most of the mantle of the Earth, which is around 12 to 1,600 miles deep toward the core of the Earth, is actually made of ringwoodite, and it actually emerges in the interoceanic cleft, which is 32 miles long, 1,000 miles long, all in the middle of every ocean on the planet, okay? That ringwoodite, when it percolates up to the middle, anywhere from 5 to 15% of the actual mass of ringwoodite, when it's hit with a gravity wave, releases nascent oxygen and hydrogen, and it turns into water, non-deuterium, non-tritiated water. Now, what water does is a very interesting thing. It lowers the melting point of rock. So all the magma on the planet is actually created by nascent oxygen hydrogen released from ringwoodite when hit by gravity waves. Now, gravity waves are released by the sun before a CME, but they're also hit by the sun, by the Earth, when it's hit with a gravity wave from deep space, either a passing thing like a supernova or a black hole that's passing in the area, because the distortion of space-time can have a space-time distortion that can actually release ringwoodite from deep in the Earth. So when they talk about the planetary alignments, which can also release it too, the alignment of, say, Saturn and Jupiter can not only change the climate, so every two times it happens, the Earth tends to cool down because the orbit of the Earth becomes more circular rather than elliptical around the Sun. But we also have the effect of planetary alignment affecting what's called gravity wave lensing. Gravity waves actually can release the nascent oxygen and hydrogen that become the primary thing that drives magma to create earthquakes and volcanoes. So the reason why we're having it is we're getting a lot of gravity waves, and they're doing research in North Bay, Ontario on this. It's because I have classified sources on this, and with the Canadians. And we've done a lot of research to show, and they've actually been able to reproduce underground in a zinc mine in North Bay, Ontario, the actual torsion field of how the deep radioisotopes inside the Earth and the solid core center, actually a spinning center, can actually create what's called a torsion field of the Van Allen radiation belt. Three belts of it are 22,000 miles out, and the other one is in the upper troposphere, and the third one is actually in the crust of the Earth. And so when there's a lithospheric disjunction, which is a crustal move on the mantle, it's triggered off by a major release of gravity waves from the sun or deep space. And it happens every so many thousands of years. 9 million years ago, Alaska was on the equator. If you look at the alignment we've had, we're going to have back on the program talking about this. The ancient temples were aligned with what's called the magnetic and the rotational north pole. Now, right now we have two north pole magnets and two south poles with a south pole anomaly. There's a giant geomagnetic hole in the South Atlantic Ocean near Antarctica that when you get out 22,000 miles, it's five times the diameter of Earth. So we're heading toward a geoclimatic catastrophe related to the sun and the CME. We're not hardening our power grid. We had on the program just a couple days ago, we had Dr. Peter Pry and Glenn Rhodes. And the powers that be and the power corporations and the demon rats, they want to block it. They don't want us to have a hardener power grid. That's crazy, but they're not doing it. And we're not dealing with the fact as a group of nations to protect our Earth from incoming asteroids like the one coming in 9.5 years that's going to arrive here, called Apophis, three times bigger than the one that killed the dinosaurs. So we have galactic and solar and cosmic dangers, and we're not preparing for any of it, are we?
No, and of course there's also simple radiation. The magnetic field goes down, and it has been weakening by about 5% per century.
Exactly.
Then we're simply going to be hit by that radiation, and it will transform us in various ways.
Right. Well, the first wave that hits us when you have a CME is you get a gravity wave first, then you get a plasma wave, then you get ultraviolet light, and they all come hours apart.
And but they're extremely deadly. And we're going to get a lot more Carrington effects. The first Carrington effect in 1859 that we recorded, we know because it was causing fires around our telegraph. That was our idea of high-tech electronics at the time.
Right.
And now we're all computerized.
And in the 1980s was one that
coming from the sun, from a solar ejection, could be utterly devastating.
Right, and the one that happened in northern on Quebec actually knocked out the power grid, so applying New York, which has put them in black for 3 days.
Sure, Quebec Hydro is devastating.
Yeah, Quebec Hydro. Amazing stuff. Thank you. You're a remarkable scientist, geopolitician, and historian. Lowell Ponte, I'll have those articles posted up. See you next week. Take care. We're going to have Dr. Truot now in the next hour. Amazing discussion coming up on epigenetics.